This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. Session 163. The topic is next. Who's next? What's next? On to the next one. Before we even get to talking about next, let me handle the now. How are you doing today? I hope you're being intentional with this day because you already know that's how we get the deal of the day. We have to put forth the energy of being intentional. So put a smile on your beautiful face and make this day work for you. Next, I'm on to the next one, in the words of Sean Jay-Z Carter. What is this next thing all about? I believe it's a lot of power in next. And the reason I wanted to talk about it today is because I think so many of us get stuck in the now, in the sense of what you're in and not being willing to try to capture what's to come, which that's the next. Next in definition is coming immediately after the present one. It's also a preposition in the sense of being adjacent to, in place of, or in place or position. For a quick second, I want to take you to, what is it? Maybe elementary, late elementary, going into middle school. And y'all remember when you used to have to, like, in the state of Florida where I went to school, we used to have something called the FCAT. And we had to do a writing portion of the FCAT. And so, of course, you had to break your thing down into the intro, the body, and then the conclusion. And in order to connect one point to the next, in order for your story or the body of work to make sense, your teacher always taught you to use transitional phrases and words. And the reason I brought this up is because next is a transition. Next is that word or phrase that can be vital to the composition, to your story. I mean, transition words and phrases are literally vital for essays, papers, or any other literary composition. And so why wouldn't it be important to your story? Because your story is your literature. And so the power of next lies in how you respond to what is present right now. The power of next allows you to step into the next thing, next chapter, the next moment as a victor versus in the victimization mindset. See, many of us get stuck in the what had happened was, or the remember the time when, and that's setting you up for more of a victimization type of energy and mindset because you're so stuck on now or what was. But see, next, it builds anticipation. Next allows you to come up with an evacuation plan. Next gives you a sense of power, a sense of control if you step into it in the right way. See, when you don't step into your power of next as a victor, you kind of start to try to convince yourself that focusing on what had happened was, or remember when, you start to feel as if, well, if I sit right here in the moment of yesterday or what used to be, then
I don't have to reroute myself to figure out what to do next. Because sometimes thinking of the next step is team too much for many people. And so you feel like if I just sit in it, then I don't necessarily have to deal with it. That's not true. It's going to deal with you. It's basically what happens. See, pain is, it's not a welcomed emotion. I mean, who is sitting around saying, come on pain, come on heartache, come on dismay. Please come over and let's have some tea and scones. I'm not, and I'm sure you're not either. But the purpose of the pain, whatever you may be going through, the struggle, the heartache, the dismay, the distress, is to help you transition to the next. See, the only time we really want to move is when there's pain. Who's ever moving in pleasure? If it's all good, why touch it? But you have to get a certain level of pain in that point, that pressure point, that will cause you to say, on to the next one. So don't feel like, don't try to convince yourself, I should say. Don't try to convince yourself that sitting in what had happened was, or remember the time when, as if that's just going to dissipate the issue at hand. Don't fool yourself in that manner, because you may not deal with it, but it will deal with you. And I'm sure you refuse to play the victim to the problem that you have the power to control. I hope you would, at least. When I say next, this is not saying that you have the answers or all the answers. This is not saying that you have, you know, the finalized blueprint of exactly how the next chapter or the next sentence is going to go. But what it is you got the pencil in your hand and you're ready to write the transition sentence. No, it may not be exactly how you wanted it to be, but guess what? You have to go to the next thing, because the story must continue to be written. And see, as you get yourself in position to transition, I believe that it ushers in a sense of a grace period, if you will. Your grace period is kind of like your hunting and gathering part of the transition. You're trying to get everything that you feel you may need to cover you during this harsh winter that's about to come. Just because you're going to next don't mean you're going to greener pastures just yet. Next could mean 9 times out of 10, if you are stepping out of something painful, stepping out of something that's stressful, that's stepping out of something that's a struggle, you now have to prepare for the aftermath, for the moving past the hurt, moving past the pain, moving past the struggle, moving past the stress. That slightly has a winter of feel to it to me. And so you got to be willing to hunt and gather so that when the storm does truly come your way, you brace yourself. And when I say hunt and gather, I don't necessarily mean it in the nomadic sense of caveman style. I'm meaning do what you got to do to get your mind right, to get the situation, whatever may involve your family, right. Get the people around you. This is why I wanted to bring up the whole next preposition part of things, because you want to get yourself adjacent or in place or in position with people who are going to cover you during this time of your transition period. And you have to allow yourself this preparation time. See, so many of us go into next, like you will end up entering into next or on to the next one. But you're trying to be the bear and you want to hibernate. This is not necessarily a time for you to be secluded from people who you may need and who may need you. Especially if you are a mom and you're a businesswoman or a person that your family depends on a lot. This is no need for you to go in hibernation. You're not a bear. So you have to hunt and gather and say, hey, I need to make sure I got my men, my people in a line to help cover me during this time of transitioning to the next. I mean this in relationships. I mean this in the career, in your career path. I mean this in your financial. I mean this in your physical health, a loss of family or friends. Wherever you may find your next, step into it with power. The last thing that I want to share with you about next and the power of next is stories that have great transitional words and phrases and moments. These type of stories make for great movies. Because all movies, if it's done right, is to build you to what's next versus what's now. See, because when you see the now, it's like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen next? What's about to happen next? It's anticipation. Anticipation and the hope for a better or greater outcome. Anticipation in the sense of building on the curiosity of how things will turn out. It gets you excited. It's like it got you at the edge of your seat. This is why next is so powerful. So we can't get caught up in what had happened was, and remember the time when. We have to be focused on the next. If you desire to write an Academy Award winning story, then you must be willing to transition on to the next one. Your now is being transformed by what you do next. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S163 and leave me your thoughts. I want to hear what you have to say. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast and allowing me to share my perspective, and hopefully I'm adding value to you in some way. If you are listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, I would love for you to leave me a review on how I can better serve you or just share your thoughts with me. It would truly help me out and I would appreciate it. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.